This is Fire Prevention Week across the country, and we're pleased to have with us Emporia Fire Marshal Reason Bradford to talk about local activities and really local highlights here for the general public.
Reason, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing all right here so far. So how busy is this week for you from the community conversation front?
Well, we're out and about around town, doing a lot of school visits this week, visiting with the kids and stuff like that, and showing off the trucks and all kinds of good stuff like that.
Yeah, I saw that you were at the Emporia Christian School here the other day and had quite a crowd of kids gathered around the fire trucks and a presentation being made. And, you know, Fire Prevention Week is always on the date of what the Great Chicago Fire back in 1871 that destroyed 17,000 buildings. It's been Prevention Fire Week here across the country. So do we have a specific theme this year, Reason?
This year the theme is smoke alarms. Make them work for you.
So, well, that begs the question, how do you make them work for you?
Well, the first thing is having smoke alarms. and not only having, not only having smoke alarms and making sure that they're working. There's been a lot of advances in smoke alarms, and sometimes I feel like I date myself a little bit, but the days of the old 9-volt smoke detectors are kind of going by the wayside, and with the lithium batteries and stuff like that, they've got a lot of them where you don't have to change the batteries anymore. They're a 10-year sealed battery. So, but that being said, you still want to check them and make sure that they are working.
Yeah, and there is a test procedure, a button, I guess, you push, and basically it'll beep if things are good. So then you have to, I guess, keep in mind when the 10 years is up, right?
Yeah, and a lot of times what we recommend to people is before they actually install them on in their house is to take like a Sharpie or something like that and write the date on the back of them. And then that'll give you a pretty pretty good idea.
That's well said. Now, where do the smoke alarms go? Where are the smoke detectors, or where should they go? And really, where maybe is not the best places for smoke detectors?
So we always recommend to have them outside the bedrooms, whether that's in a hallway or something like that, and then having one in any place where people are sleeping, and then one per floor. So if you have a basement, one in the basement, and then if there's any sleeping rooms around that. So.
And I think the another theme this year is what, hear the beep where you sleep?
That was a few years ago.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It stuck with me then.
You evidently picked up on something, Ron. You did good.
You taught me something, Reason. There it is.
Yeah. Next fire marshal coming up, Ron Paul.
But that's a good one. And it also, you know, comes to mind here about carbon monoxide detectors. Is this one of those things here, too, Reason, where folks should essentially handle both of those needs at the same time?
Yeah, they do. They have came out with some dual purpose. They have the carbon monoxide and smoke detector in one. And there's a couple different kinds of... and, I mean, like I said, they've come a long way with smoke detectors. They have ones that are actually like Wi-Fi connected so that they're connected together. If you have one go off on, say, in your basement, it'll set all the detectors off in the house. But they're kind of interconnected with like a Wi-Fi type situation.
I mean, do you find that there are places in town that don't have smoke alarms right now, Reason, or is everybody pretty much taking care of that? I mean, in what you find in fire calls that you make?
You know, a lot of times we still do find smoke detectors that are either not working or people have taken the batteries out. Like I said, with the new batteries, they they won't fit in anything other than the smoke detector. Years ago when they had the 9 volts, a lot of TV remote controls use 9 volts too. And so when the we don't want to get up to turn the, you know, channel on the TV.
No.
So we'll just borrow the battery from the smoke detector or something like that. So we do find that quite a bit. The Kansas statute requires that any property, like a rental property or anything like that, that smoke alarms be provided to the tenants. So that's something if people have or renting an apartment or a house or something like that, it is required that their landlords provide them for them.
One other question that comes up is other fire prevention, because we're getting, you know, mid-fall. We are nowhere close, at least at this point in time, to the fall-related temperatures and winter temperatures that we're going to be seeing within the next 2 months. But it's a good time to kind of put out the reminder and kind of start pumping out that information about, once we do get colder, what not to do and really ways that you can prevent fires by what you don't do.
Yeah, and I feel like a broken record sometimes, but, you know, now's a good time to get your furnace serviced, make sure that it's ready to go for the colder months. It's noticing here the mornings are a little cooler and the evenings are getting a little cooler, so it won't be long, and, you know, and it's always good. And if you're not comfortable doing it, you know, have somebody come and check it out for you. And making sure that you don't have a leak or getting any carbon monoxide or anything like that going on.
What about getting those fireplaces cleaned out and checked too?
Oh, yeah. It's always good to have somebody come out and do that. The technology is really great now, what they can do and the cameras that they can run down in there and make sure that you don't have anything that's separated, make sure that you didn't have any birds that took up residency in your fireplace, things like that, you know. So it's always good to just make sure that everything's in good working order, and then when you're ready to use it, it'll be ready for you.
Sounds good, reasonable. We really appreciate the visit here with you this morning, and hopefully folks take the lessons to heart, and we'll have a good fire season here going in through the winter.
Yeah, and hopefully everybody's safe, and just thank goodness we don't have to deal with hurricanes.
I have no doubt about that. Well put. Reason, thanks. We appreciate it, as always.
Have a great day, guys. I appreciate it.
Emporia Fire Marshal Reason Bradford joining us. This is Fire Prevention Week. Smoke alarms, Chuck, make them work for you.
Make them work for you. And I want to let you know that we can work for your event or activity.